Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got
today.
Some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Like, nice. The sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Did it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love Wall Street Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn, suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
You had company script
that they made the intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Scary Marlo please stand up? I repeat, will the real Scary Marlo please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a goth warlock before. Jaws on the floor like Terry when I put a keep out sign on the door. So you're faced with a choice, which of my voices do you trust more? It's the return of the scary A. Wait, B, just kidding. She didn't just say what I think she said, did she? And Terry Jr. said, nothing, you dorks. Terry Jr.'s faded out of corporeal form. All my friends love Scary A. Chicka, 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 Scary B's way too mean. She's always hurling insults at Norman Link. She's not even giving them time to think. Yeah, the screws on my head are probably looser than yours. But you gotta find out who's the doodler, of course. Cause my name's Scary, yes, I'm the real Scary. And this other fake Scary's a doodlerized parody. So won't the bad fake Scary please get crushed? Please get crushed? Please get crushed? Yeah, my name's Scary, yes, I'm the real Scary. And this other fake Scary's a doodlerized parody, so won't the bad fake Scary please get crushed? Please get crushed? Please get crushed?
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. Instead, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast about four teens from our world who have to fix it after their grandparents screwed it up.
Gotta fix it.
Gotta go fix.
That's funny. Gotta go fix. I like that.
Yeah, that was the log line from the Bob the Builder series. So there. Can they fix it?
Well, tune in to find out.
Yeah, okay.
Tune in to find out.
Okay.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the anime-loving ranger, teen, lone wolf, badass, destroyer of worlds of the group.
Well, he has adopted Hermie the Unworthy as his sidekick, so how lone of a wolf is he at this point? True.
He's lone wolf and Herm.
He pushes Herm around on a little baby car
baby
with
car
knives
to
in
Hermes.
It.
This week's teen fact about Taylor. Taylor is secretly a huge fan of the soccer team.
Nice. Really?
Another reason he likes more than normal.
That's why all the kids in the soccer team know him, because he's on the sidelines being cool.
But okay. See, does he wish he was on the soccer team?
No.
Whenever
no.
they see him watching soccer, he's like, I was looking at my anime.
He has the energy of like the team owner in the stands in the box seats. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know, Ted Lasso, they're all sitting up in the box seats. Like, they
eating
don't have
celery.
Those at the school, but that's where he is.
He's somehow got, Taylor orchestrated a trade for
yeah.
It's like they have like a kid from another school plays on their team.
He's got money on the line.
Him.
And occasionally he'll shine a laser pointer into the opposing goalie's eyes.
Oh,
nice.
God.
That's fucked up. You shouldn't do that.
How quickly they turn on you.
That's not funny.
Not funny.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who's the protective paladin of the group.
And my favorite of the group.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. That's cool.
Matt or Lincoln?
Lincoln, baby.
Both. Right?
Of the group.
Of the group. Okay.
Of the group.
Going down, continuing this journey of Lincoln's favorite senses. Lincoln's a pretty boring kid. So
this is favorite, some bullshit, guys.
His favorite taste is steamed Brussels sprouts.
Oh my,
oh my
God.
Steamed
Brussels sprouts? That's deranged.
Yeah, that's
14.
I love Beth here. Hi. I love steamed Brussels sprouts.
He was told that Brussels sprouts would make him strong. He actually really got into it. He really loves them.
Now, is this a steamed ham situation where this is just what they call cheeseburgers
nope,
or something normal
nope.
for
it's
a kid to like?
It's also why he's a stinky boy. His lunch is really vividly gross when you open that container up and those steamed Brussels sprouts and sit in his lunchbox for about 5 hours. Also, he's constipated all the time.
Do Brussels sprouts
have so much fiber and a type of carbohydrate that's not good to digest? Well, okay. It'll either make you really constipated or have a lot of diarrhea, depending on the way your body works.
All gas or all
this
breaks.
This is also a little bit of a mad fact. I remember I was like, I'm going to eat.
Great.
No, not the Brussels sprouts, but I was like, I'm going to eat really healthy. I was like, Brussels sprouts, I actually like them. I had so much Brussels sprouts. I went to the doctor, like, yeah, you can't just like go from like eating fucking pastries at McDonald's to 100% Brussels sprouts and expect your body is going to be like cool with
it. You need a transitory food, like a pizza roll between those two things.
Put a Totino's and a Brussels sprouts in your mouth at the same time. Just confuse your body.
That's why he's six. You know what?
Take the Brussels sprouts.
If you ate more Brussels sprouts, maybe you'd be 6'3 too. So that's what he does.
Damn.
Hey, everyone. My name's Will Campos. Let's start there.
Hey, Will.
You're my favorite of the group.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Fuck you three.
I like you too, man.
No, thanks. Oh, okay. I love you. Yeah.
That's great.
I really
thank
enjoy
you for
our time
that.
Together.
You're welcome. I play normally Lee Oaks Wallace Garcia, the mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore and is having an identity crisis.
Mascot.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. The energy's weird. I can't remember anything.
Okay, sorry. It's a real hostile day at the Daddy's headquarters.
Fun fact about Normal this week. So Normal's just been scratching through the best friend list. He thought it was Taylor. He thought it was Link. He thought it was scary, but then he tried to kill her. So now Normal's best friend is a little bit of Normal backstory drop. Is his pen pal from Ecuador, Carlos, who he met on a family trip when they went to Ecuador to visit Mercedes Ocarcia's side of the family, like back when he was like six, and he met another kid, and it was like, oh, you guys should be pen pals, and they kept it up.
Wow.
So Carlos is back in pole position for Normal's best friend.
Okay.
Damn, you guys have pen pals?
Nope.
No. I wanted to. AIM. I like the idea of it.
Yeah. AIM pals. Like people I talk to.
AIM pals?
AIM pals.
I had a teacher who was like, hey, if you want a pen pal from any country, I will like pay the rate and like do all that stuff. And I just watched GoldenEye. So I was like, Russia. I want a Russian pen pal like Zenya Onatopp.
Can I have Zenya Onatopp as a pen pal?
And she was like, I don't think I can do that.
Hello, it's me, your pen pal, Beth May. You heard me say my name earlier, but that was just a tease. Now I'm really here. Fuck me. Okay. Anyways, I play Scary Marlowe.
She's back.
The, the goth punk seeker of darkness who is not like the other warlocks. Rad fact about Scary is that when she did play soccer, her nickname was the Waterfall. Because the one time that she played goalie, she was really good at it, but she cried the whole time.
Oh, no. That's great.
Stopped all the shots, but with a sob.
Why was she crying? Because she didn't want to play goalie?
Yeah, nobody wants to play goalie.
Really? That's all I wanted to play.
Dude, I love goalie.
I was like,
goalie.
There's a position where you don't have to run constantly, say no more.
It's so much pressure,
though. Yeah, you get all the blame if anything bad happens.
I do remember playing goalie at recess one time, and I missed like two goals, and I remember vividly every single person on my team turning around and screaming at me.
I would say goalie though, depending on how good, you don't want to be mediocre. You either want to be really good or really bad, because you lose after like your third goal, there's no more pressure. You just let goalie go what you want. Like, you know, you saw it. Like, I'm not gonna stop them. Leave me alone.
I played goalie in every single, like any of the team sports. I was the goalie on that. I was like
every single team sport? Goalie?
Baseball.
Baseball.
I didn't play baseball.
Basketball.
Didn't play those parts.
Oh, you're talking about like lacrosse.
I did. I played lacrosse
on water polo.
Swimming. Rich people sports.
No, not
chess, polo, just polo. Normal polo.
Normal polo.
Quidditch.
Normal polo. Yeah,
Smash
yeah,
Bros.
Smash Bros.
Yes.
But see, Will, you have the pressure, but you also have the glory.
I just didn't want to run, man. That's all.
That's why I did pole
vaulting. I was the backup goalie for my club middle school team, which was actually great because, like, people's expectations, if you're in, are already way low.
Yeah,
they're
like being
oh,
the
fuck.
Understudy. Yeah.
They're like, our big star goalie is out, so we're not going to win this game. And then if you make any saves, they're like, oh.
Hey, there we go. That's the best position.
Waterfall.
To be
yeah.
The right. Waterfall.
My name is Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. I feel like I already gave you a dad fact with the Zenya on the top thing. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Just
that's
keep
good
on rolling.
Yeah.
That's the best
we'll
fact, honestly.
Stay on the top of things. That's from the movie. I can't take credit for that one.
When we last left you, you had successfully, through sort of a stabbing-centric investigative style, found the true Scary Marlowe, killed the other one. As Terry Jr. disappeared, like all the other projected images of your father's had, he explained that there was a map and a journal waiting under his desk at Daddy's HQ that would explain more about what Code Purple is and why you may or may not wish to do it. And he also suggested that at this point, you were basically free to potentially go through the door at the bottom of Wrighton's dungeon. Let's say you're back at Daddy's HQ.
Can we say that we did get a bunch of Sonics to go?
Yeah, we bullied the guy who owns the Sonic,
okay.
The manager, into giving us like a bunch of gift cards and chili dogs.
This is going to help the like kind of motivation. This
okay, that's fine.
Okay.
You're going to hear as you leave Sonics, a lot of people fucking calling the police, like many, many people calling the police. But yeah, you managed to get back before the fuzz managed to track you down because you have the most easy to find truck in the entire city.
Miss Hale, you had a secret passage into the bathroom of Sonic's this entire time?
No, I didn't. You drove here with your busted up pussy wagon.
Nice.
You're in the office where all of your dad's desks are. May Hales is going, okay, so it sounds like Code Purple is to some extent separate from rescuing your dad's. Code Purple is something your dad's did to try to avoid or defeat or stymie the doodler in some way. And they're thinking, I think, worst case scenario, if they die, you're going to have to be the ones to decide whether or not you do it again.
So this is like the project they were working on.
Yes, they were working on Code Purple. You are working on trying to get through that door at the bottom of Wrighton's dungeon. And before you got here, I checked. All four of those outlines are all lit up.
Okay.
So presumably whenever you want, you can go through that door. You've also got some Daddy Warbucks to spend as per usual. And yeah, you called ahead and I took the journal and the map from underneath Terry Jr.'s desk. It was right where he said he was.
Oh, dang. I was really looking forward to finding it, Mrs. Hales.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put it. Close your eyes.
Okay.
I'll
hide close it. Your eyes.
I'll hide it in the room.
Link's going to try to cheat.
roll stealth.
Got a 10.
Her perception got a natural 20. So the second you do that, she gets really close to you and she goes, you really want to ruin this for yourself?
I'm sorry. Close my eyes.
Fucking pathetic. Okay, open your eyes.
Oh, where is it? I roll investigation to try and find where it is.
Okay, go ahead and roll investigation.
Anthony, you tried so hard to get this going.
I did.
Listen, it's probably still under freaking Terry's desk. Let me look.
I got 11.
Okay. So with an 11, you can tell that it's not in this room.
I got 2.
I look on Terry's desk.
It's not there. She goes, that wouldn't be very fun if I put it right back where it was.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were trying to make me, like, look at this stupid picture of me playing soccer or whatever.
Oh, that's a really cute picture.
Sounds kind of like you wanted to look at that picture of you playing soccer with Terry.
It's one of those combo pictures where the top one is, like, a pose.
Oh, yeah.
On one knee. You don't say, but you have the ball and you're on one knee. And you're smiling and looking slightly off camera. And then the bottom one is, like, a really, really too small picture of you, like, kicking it.
Oh.
Taken from the sidelines. The lens is way too wide. You can kind of tell where you are. That's
it. Oh my gosh.
I was just gonna say, it's really nice that he has this picture of you. My dad just has this book that says, like,
I'm just gonna put it back
fix your
here.
Son on it.
I put it
how to fix your son.
I put the picture down, like
face down.
Yeah,
wait a second. And then I open the back of the picture frame to see if there's a clue in there.
You see the date of the game and you see the littlest parentheses and best Terry. She scored a goal and I was so proud.
Wow.
Dash Terry Jr.
I'm pretty wild
P.S.
writing, like,
I don't know who I'm writing this for.
Yeah, like, writing a journal.
I guess so I can look at this later.
She scored a goal and I was so proud.
Ms. Hales, I don't really know where I was going with this search in the room thing. Where is it?
I put it in the up down room. I was going to make one of you go in because you're scared of it. I was trying to get you past your fears. But that's fine. I'll go get it.
I can do it. I'm not scared of anything anymore.
Nice.
Okay. So the up-down room door is open. If you go inside, do you want to roll me like a wisdom saving throw to see if you don't get scared?
Yeah. I got a 6.
You are very scared, visibly so.
Wait, scary. Let me tie a rope around yourself in case you get lost or it goes up when it's not supposed to or goes
She's
down.
Already in there. She's already in there.
No, oh, God.
Now that I'm level 7, I use Dark One's Own Luck. Starting at the 6th level, you can call on your patron to alter fate in your favor.
What?
When you make an ability check or saving throw, you can use this feature to add D10 to your roll.
Okay, add a D10. Roll a D10.
16.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. So yeah, for a blink, it seems like panic crosses your face, but then immediately, to everybody else, it just feels like you just sort of nutted up and got really confident, but you feel a wave of dark magic sort of wash over you very quickly that gives you a lot of confidence. You can sort of almost feel, you don't hear a voice, but you feel a thought sort of forming in your head that's like, you can do this. You are stronger than everyone. You can handle this.
Yeah, I found it.
Wow.
So May goes, yay, okay. Well, okay, so there's that. So
all right.
I don't know, what do you guys want to do?
Okay,
well, we should look at it, right?
Yeah, if you want to, sure, yeah.
Is this a map of what?
So it's a map and a journal, and it's something that Terry Jr. Left behind for you specifically.
Oh, it's like an audio log in one of my walking simulator video games.
Do you want to look at the journal or the map first?
Let's look at the journal first.
So as you flip through the journal, you see in sort of very abrupt, hasty handwriting, just very clipped sort of notes to oneself, it seems to be a summary of events. It starts with a bullet point that says, like, we fell into a fantastical world, our dads came to get us. Time moved differently than on Earth. Time moves faster or slower, depending on how many times the barrier is crossed. And it basically goes beat for beat in vague terms about the adventure that your parents went on when they were very young with your grandparents.
You want to listen to that.
It mentions that they
it's like
went
68 and a half pages long.
yeah, exactly. There's like 20 pages. They're just about the time the friend Glenn got like stuck in a prison.
Yeah, it's like it spends a lot of time talking about this prison side plot. And it's like, okay, all right, let's move it along.
Yeah. The second page is ripped out and then put back in.
It's a part in the middle where it's like all of a sudden it feels like they're writing from like different rooms all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. It mentions they went to a restaurant and found a kid. It mentions that, less creepy than that, I guess. But yeah, basically you get a lowdown of the places they went to, the people they met and they fought, and that eventually they came back, and it sort of ends upon them coming back and actually specifically mentions Larkin Sparrow accidentally unleashing the Doodler, and then it sort of ends there.
So Normal, after reading this thing, is like just shocked. He's like, did you guys know about this? Because I didn't, you know, I feel like if my dad had mentioned before that he had gone back into a, like another world and like had done all this stuff, he would have mentioned it. But I don't remember him saying that. I don't listen to them a lot, but like, I feel like I would remember this.
Who's to say it's even real? Like,
I think it's pretty real.
I buy it. I never knew about this beforehand, yeah. But let me say it all checks out.
Dad was always pretty like kind of vague. I mean, that's one reason he's kind of worried about like hanging out with like you guys. I don't know. He used to just say that the world was more dangerous than I thought, and that he did say, you know, he went to this dangerous land, and that even friends that you have, like, you know, it's not safe out there. And, you know, he always just said, just concentrate on making your own corner of your little world safe. So, like, I knew a little bit about this, but not, I mean, not everything. That's a lie. I mean, now I know why he didn't want me to hang out with Larkins, you know. I mean, no, it's not your fault, Normal. I'm just saying, like, definitely clears that up a little bit for
me. Yeah, well, I'm also kind of like, I know I'm not, like, I do mascots and I'm weird or whatever, but I didn't doom the world, you know? Maybe I'm kind of disappointed in my dad right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Plus, I knew you guys before fucking Terry Jr. got married to my mom. So is that, like, I don't know, like, fate or something?
I don't know.
All I know is after reading this that this Glenn guy sounds like the coolest motherfucker in the room. Wow. I got to take some notes here.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Normal. I mean, like, he told me some stuff. I would ask questions, but, like, I feel like he could have.
This is a lot.
Now thinking about the questions I asked, like, Dad definitely lied to me, like, quite a bit. And that's, like, one of the first rules, like, we have in our family. Like, don't lie. Like, I don't know. Like, man.
Well, what's this map all about?
May lays the map out, unfurls it on a table. And you can see that it seems to be a map of San Dimas, as you know it. And there are a bunch of specific areas on this map that are circled and little annotations next to them. You see a circle.
Wow, it's like a paper Google Maps.
Yes, it's very much like that. You see six areas that are circled, one of which is immediately familiar to you. It's the Sonics that you've been in recently. One of which is familiar to Link and Taylor as the FBI headquarters that they were in, the Federal Boreanaz Initiative. And next to it, you see the words inverted panopticon. You see an area that is circled randomly in the middle of some farmland that you haven't been to that just says FBI drug farm.
Okay.
You see the Grand Canyon, the nearby Grand Canyon with the San Dimas Grand Canyon.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh right.
That has one particular area of it circled and it says tower, one area in the canyon. You see SoFi Stadium, which
they're still around.
SoFi Stadium is still allowed. You see a note next to it saying no moles allowed. And you see the seemingly random part of the map is circled and it says haunted house.
Oh.
And so May says, oh, okay, that's a lot of leads to follow up on. But you saying that Google Maps with paper makes me feel like we don't have to actually visit these places physically if you don't want to. We just plug them into Google Maps.
What's the haunted
and
house thing?
I don't know. You want to check it out?
If it won't take long.
Yeah, let's do some digital reconnaissance.
Yeah.
So May puts the coordinates into Google Maps and you see a palatial two-story manor. Or what would have once been a palatial two-story manor. The top of it has been exploded off, and there is a cordon of yellow tape around it with radioactive symbols
God
on
damn,
it.
God damn, the resolution on Google Maps is incredible.
It only got better. So she goes, yeah, I guess it's a, like, we can't investigate it. It says it's radioactive, so, okay.
There's a radioactive place in this town this whole time?
I guess they blew up a house, yeah.
I mean, it's probably, like, already in us. Like, we probably have the radioactive disease or whatever. Maybe that's what, you know, makes us so hardened to the world.
Oh, speaking of diseases in you, Link, what did you do with that mini version of yourself?
Oh,
mini version?
Oh,
is that what you just said?
I mean, yeah, that small one might have gotten action better than you can, Link.
Link looks around, Pang's like, I don't know. I didn't. Do you guys see what happened to him?
Oh, no, I was so busy eating mine. I haven't passed him yet, but
I'm trying to think. He said no, and then he... Yeah, I don't. I was so just happy that Scary wasn't dead, and I. Okay.
Keep an eye out for him, I guess. Maybe he'll show up if.
Oh God, I hate
Anthony
that.
Remembers.
what does he? Okay, really quick. I don't know if you know this because I really want to move on to figuring out this, but like, I just do have one. Does he have like my does he know where I live?
Oh. Yeah,
I get rather worried. Scary knew everything about Scary,
yeah,
so
I guess
probably.
He definitely does.
Oh God. Okay. Well, and then I'm gonna text Marco really quick. Be like, if you hear a knock at the door and it sounds like me, but more high pitch and smaller, like, don't open up. I don't know how to explain this. I think there's another me, but small, coming around. Kill it.
You get a reply just as, what?
Love you.
Okay, cool.
It's okay, love you and then the shrug emoji.
What do you guys want? Oh, God, this okay, it's just a lot. Oh, I mean, this map's cool, but like, it does feel like, do we want to go save our dads or like do Code Purple?
I don't know. I don't know what they're so vague about everything. I mean, now there's like a map with a bunch of stuff. Like they said, this would explain it. It doesn't explain anything other than that our dads went on some adventure and that my uncle and my father cursed the world by stabbing Grandpa Henry in the back. May, I don't know what that's all about.
May, one thing really quick. So just to be clear, just a little reminder here. They know about me and they want me, so I gotta be a little bit stealth from here on out. So I may be taking my leave here at any moment, whenever I see fit. You know, just letting everybody know. Just
oh, yeah, the FBI, like, well, the other FBI wants to, like, kill Taylor. So
they want to kill. Oh, boy. All right. I got to start writing this down. OK, so my dad and my uncle cursed the world, went on trip overseas to another world. What else we got? There's Code Purple. There's the door that we all enter to maybe find them. And now you're telling me the FBI wants to kill Taylor.
You know what? I think this is just my opinion. You know, we're a group, so let's vote. But like, fuck adults. Like, no offense, Miss Hale, but like, yeah, you too. Like, you guys are all lying, and like, the FBI is like bad. Like, everybody's bad, and like, our dads, they got a lot of explaining to do. And like, especially my dad. Like, don't just give us. We don't even know what Code Purple is. Like, you know, I'm not even angry. I am angry, but I'm disappointed too. And just like, let's just. I want to go see. Like, they got to explain. It's up to them. Like, what the hell? Like, let's go get our dads. Okay. Let them fix this. Oh, no, that's just my vote. I say we go in the door. Go to Purple Light. What the fuck's that? God damn.
It's something you might have to do. But yeah, if you don't want to worry about
it. Well, you don't even know what it is.
No, I don't.
Because you're an adult. You're supposed to know shit.
Well, you don't. You also don't know what it is.
Well,
so
I'm
what does
a
that
kid.
Mean?
I'm not supposed to know.
We're kids.
Well, hey, just because we know about it doesn't mean that we have to do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right. That's kind of like the power of being an adult, actually, is like you can have the power to do things, but you don't have to do them.
That's actually a very good point.
We're supposed to, I'm supposed to get better at soccer. Scary's supposed to do her album and Normal's supposed to, you know, be teeny and Taylor's supposed to just keep being cool or whatever. And like our parents are supposed to fix this. I was like, that's their job. That's what they do. So like,
when was the last time your parents fixed anything?
Oh, all the time.
She just grabs you by the shoulder and she goes, Link, snap out of it. I know. Okay. It's not fair. Adults are supposed to have this shit figured out. We don't.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Might be on you. I'm just an intern, and I kind of don't want to do this, so it's basically on you. Whatever this Code Purple shit is, whatever it's going to take to rescue your dads, it's time for you to grow up. I'm sorry. It's not fair. It shouldn't have to happen right this second, but sometimes you don't get to choose when things happen. Sometimes things choose you. And if you want to ignore all this shit and just go into that door and go rescue your parents and hope that they can fix everything, that's fine. But it sounds like your parents kind of fucked the world up in the first place. So I guess it's your decision. I can't make it for you. I agree it's fucked up. I'm sorry, but it is this.
You don't think they'll help if we go in there?
I don't know. It sounded like they were kind of losing their minds a little bit while they were in that realm. Like, I don't know what kind of state they're going to be in when you rescue them or how long it'll take for them to get back to normal.
I think Mrs. Hales is right.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I think. You know what? Our dads goofed this all up. And yeah, we got to rescue them. But yeah, I don't, you know, what are we going to, are we going to go get more answers from them? They lied to us. They lied to us about all this stuff. How can we trust anything they say? I think we got to figure out what this Code Purple thing is about. Then we're going to make the call and we'll figure it out and we'll rescue them. But like, if it's our time to shine, let's go. That's what it's about when you're a team and you're down in the fourth quarter,
right.
The third quarter,
that's
you got to
right.
rally. And you know, I've forgotten that when you're not in the zone, you got to get back in the zone. I think it's time for us to get in the zone. Thank you, Mrs. Hales, for reminding me that it's Mrs. Hales, right?
I'm not married.
What's the difference between
Miss is not married. Miss
is
married.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been doing that. I kind of
you don't have to apologize for me not being married. I'm perfectly happy.
That's not what I was apologizing. I just
keep
meant that
telling
like,
yourself that, sweetheart.
Wow, she takes a D10 of psychic damage.
But look, anyway, I say we go figure this stuff out. That's my vote.
Okay.
Fuck adults. Don't trust anyone over the age of 21.
Won't our dads die? Didn't they say that, though? That they're dying?
No, I mean, they said they're stuck in a really dangerous place. Yeah, but like...
I mean, danger does kind of mean you could die.
Yes,
right?
Okay. So yes, they could die.
That's their problem.
Scary, what do you think? Since you're a leader...
I'm not your leader.
No, yeah, I mean, I've said that while I think you are, but that's cool.
Yeah, there's a part of me that... maybe wants to go save them. But mostly I want to find out what Code Purple is. So yeah, who cares what they say or whatever they said? And who cares what I have to say to them? I don't have anything to say to them. So yeah, I say that we go find Code Purple. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because there's this part in Terry's journal where he talks about he has a stepdad who he hates. If this guy must be the ultimate doofus for somebody as doofusy as Terry to fucking hate this guy.
So three. Okay. Well, all right. So yeah, that's
wait
cool.
A second. Now you got me thinking.
No,
let's do this. Let's see what Code Purple is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift mode.
Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Dude, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you sound
can't
like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
As you were basically saying that don't trust anybody over 21, May kind of rolled her eyes and went to the computer and started typing. And you can see over her shoulders that she's got her finger on the FBI drug farm on the map, and she's cross-referencing it with what she's looking at on her screen. and she sees there's a little asterisk next to the marking for the drug farm on the map. She looks at the bottom, and on screen, she is panning the Google Maps camera over multicolored fields of flowers. And on the bottom of the map, it says green equals think you're dead, purple equals levitation, yellow nausea, blue paranoid, white honest. And in the parentheses, dyed blue to avoid cocaine similarity. And then pink makes you forget last 5 minutes. And she goes, okay, so I guess that's what you probably took, Link, the honesty stuff. Oh. I guess this is the farm where they make it or something.
Oh, there's a thing in the journal about this, that they visited. Those drugs are from this other realm. And they brought them here.
Wait, how is that
possible?
Wait
a second. And then Normal flips through to the end of the book. There's this part where they blew up a house. You know, they put the bomb in the end. You remember that? Like, and it seemed like that was like
Wait a minute. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it doesn't even seem like he should have been able to do that. Because normally it takes a long time to be
like
able to catch that spell.
Yeah.
But what if that's the house?
And it's radioactive. And what makes radioactive? Imagine dragons. And the dragons were in this thing too, because there were dragons in this realm, which means that it's probably radioactive. Imagine, holy shit, it all's coming together.
May takes a big cardboard box that's got all the pieces of the code purple thing that you've been told you needed. She takes out the amplifier, she takes out the realm dial and attaches it there, and you can see that again Earth and fantasy world are crossed out. She takes the empty syringe that she noticed that you had, Taylor, and she takes out the ring of swapping that your dad gave back to you, Taylor. And she says, so, yeah, all this stuff, the swapping, the amplifier, it feels like I've been doing more studies on the amplifier. And it feels like depending on what you set it to from 0 to 11, you can have it influence just one person or like every person in a realm, I guess.
Wow.
So are we like not in our, well, I guess this is our world because this is where I was born, but like. All this stuff is from that world, but like
you're saying, like we're like Planet of the Apes.
Like the house is from. It's all like, and they have horses in that world. There's horses in our world. There's just like all this stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Oh my god, you're right. We do have horses.
There's
here
a lot of
there.
Stuff in that journal, like stuff that like they went to a different world, but now it's here. So like, did they go and bring it back here? And then why do they do
some? Yeah, some of this stuff is weird to bring, like a nuclear irradiated house.
Yeah, like my dad wouldn't bring plants. Like, he knows the agricultural rules. You can't just like bring plants over the border.
He's driven off the California border. He knows that there's an agricultural check.
So like, what do they? But then again, he lied about everything else. So like, maybe he doesn't even follow those rules either. So
I'm gonna do an arcana.
Yeah.
To just start kind of clonking the different gizmos together to see if I can like put them together into some sort of contraption that makes sense.
Is the amplifier thing like on?
No, it's turned off right now. You can decide when to turn it on.
I got one.
What amplifier? You knock it off the table and it seems to break.
Okay, no, I'm not going to touch this anymore.
As you were talking about, wait a second, that stuff is in the other world. Why would they bring that over? And as Scary said, Planet of the Apes scenario, the color drains from her face and she sits down and she goes, I think you're on to something there. Like the pieces that you've got for this machine, I think I understand how it works, and I think I understand what your parents did. And I can't explain it for you again, but like maybe I could help you get there. Like the syringe that takes memories from people, there's the ring of swapping, there's the dial that allows you to determine different realms.
So you like swap a whole realm. Or maybe they just swapped San Dimas. Have any of you been out of San Dimas before?
I mean, I went to Ecuador in my dad's fact.
Oh, yeah.
So
my mom takes me to Hawaii every year.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never been out of San Dimas.
No. Mrs. Hales is trying to help us.
Just call me May.
May is trying to help us out here. So, okay. I write everything on the board. It's like, we got to figure this out. Okay.
Pepe Sylvia style.
So I write on the board. I'm like, okay, amplifier plus syringe plus ring of swapping. Plus, what was the fourth thing?
The dial that allows you to choose different realms.
Equals ??
But like you could swap, like if you amplify the swing of swapping to be like not just a person, but like a whole thing, then you could like swap
a whole
like
thing.
A realm or like a city or like something.
Or like everyone in a realm and their buildings and their culture and their...
So in theory, like if you put the ring in the amplifier and you turn this dial, like you'd
all
be swapping
up.
From...
Maybe our dads just did like, you know, when you gotta clean up your room and like when you're a good kid, you do it, but sometimes you just want to do something else, like play FIFA and you sweep underneath the carpet or something. Like maybe they just sweeped
Like, they just sweep their mess to another realm. They're just like, all right, we'll move it. And then try to fix it later.
Does that mean that there's other uses in other realms?
Or, like, just us, we're from another realm. And that's why the sky's like, you know, they always say the world was different before, but maybe it wasn't different. Maybe it was just a different world.
That really explains the ELO song, Mr. Blue Sky.
Wow.
As you point out, the sky, May goes, oh, no, 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 no. And she goes to her computer and she pulls up a diagram. She says, a long time ago when I was talking to you about different incursion points, I said there was one, like, above us, and that didn't make any sense, and I didn't understand. I think I understand it now. I think what you're saying is right. Your parents had talked about Code Purple as a way to avoid the Doodler or keep it at bay or something like that. What if your parents unleashed it in their home realm? They couldn't stop it. And then they used this machine to make sure that they could go to a realm where the Doodler wasn't there.
This isn't reality.
I don't think you grew up in the same realm that your parents grew up. I'm looking at this map again. SoFi Stadium, it says they don't allow moles. Why wouldn't they allow moles? But there's something in this journal that says when your grandparents were there, they turned into moles and made an entire football game completely pointless. The Grand Canyon with the tower at its very bottom, that sounds like where...
Oh my God!
The drug farm, that's the drug farm you found. The Sonic, I was looking through the fucking satellite imagery. There was an octagonal cage in the Sonic that held a bunch of arcade machines.
Shit.
The FBI headquarters is an inverted panopticon like that prison where Glenn was for way too much of that story.
Yeah, that's right. There's way too many coincidences in our world from what's being described here in this journal.
But that means your parents, the ring of swapping, how does the ring of swapping work? One of you has it, right?
Yeah, watch here. Look, I pick it up and I go, you. I just swap places with May.
And she goes, oh. And so you both of you swapped places.
And now you have the ring. Cool, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
Here, you try. Just like be like, normal.
Swap, and she swaps back with you.
So you're saying we're in the Forgotten Realms. That's what you're saying. This place
or
that they talked
world,
about.
Or a different world, or a different place.
This, like I think this is some strange hybrid alt reality that isn't either of the places.
No, I think it's the Forgotten Realms.
are you sure?
They brought our world to this one.
Wait, our dad's killed all the people. Like, so all the people, nice people in the Forgotten Realms are like Doodlerized right now?
Tears begin to stream down Mayhale's face, and she points at you, Link, as you say that, and she begins to nod. Because the way that the Ring of Swapping works, if you did it writ large, is that every person who goes to the new place has to swap with another person back to where they came from.
Like that nice Walter boy?
All of them, potentially.
So they're all in Doodler world?
They're all in the realm that
which
your parents came
world.
From, which has the Doodler in it. And
selfish.
The thing I was sort of freaking out about, the incursion in the sky, this journal keeps referencing the blue sky, and all of our historical documents keep mentioning the blue sky, and I didn't understand it. Isn't it kind of weird, she says, pointing out the window at the black sun surrounded by red and all those like weird sort of dagger marks in the sky that seem like they're pointing towards the black hole.
Yeah, once again, nothing weird about that.
Yeah, no, yeah, this seems normal to me, but reading what they have in their journal and all their historical documents and stuff, it just feels not right. It feels like completely different. Like, we know there's an incursion up in the sky, and we know that the sky is not supposed to look like this. And we know that when it turns to night, everything goes dark really suddenly, like this big blanket of black just over the entire sky.
Yeah, it's a light switch just for the sky.
Yeah, that's how the sky works.
Yeah,
that's
like a light.
Yeah, it turns off.
Yeah.
Wait, May, you're telling me that the oldie song Black Hole Sun is not a literal song? That is a metaphor? And then the sun is not a black hole? So wait, what? This doesn't make any sense.
I guess they were trying to kill, but maybe they felt bad. So that's why they're trying
to
go kill...
But this is a Band-Aid, because isn't the Doodler still
out there?
It was in me. Well, not in me, but like next to me.
Well, and we know it can break through different realms. All the incursions, it's still managing to poke holes in our realm and come through in certain
Seems
ways.
Seems like a real short-term solution.
Why is he so obsessed with us?
I don't know. But it clearly seems to want into at least this realm.
So we think an incursion in the sky, like the Doodler's going to come out of the sky?
Yeah, because whatever's going on clearly is getting worse, right?
Yeah.
And... they were about to do something, and then so I guess Code Purple is just you switch.
I bet those people in Faerun or whatever, they're probably like trying to get out. Wait, what does the dial say? I look at the dials just to kind of remember the world.
Yeah,
worlds.
So the dials say Forgotten Realms and Earth, which are both crossed out. Then it says Infernal, which is not crossed out.
By hell.
Goofs. And hell. Ethereal.
Oh,
can someone look up those words and tell me what those mean?
Oh, how about we just like open the door, but don't go in and just like kind of like, I don't know, because maybe our dad's like right there. It's like we could open it, just like scream like, hey, is anybody there?
May says, yeah, sure, you can do that. Also, the big wall face gave me another 15 Daddy Warbucks for handling the duplicating thing. So you've got those. You got 30 now.
Wait a second. We're one key away from the door. The other door, aren't we?
Oh my God, the obsidian door. I forgot about that.
There's
yeah.
also the obsidian door.
Let's go open the obsidian door.
It's, like, it's almost like there's way too many question marks and this and not enough answers.
No, let's open the obsidian
door.
It's almost
like a season one J.J. Abrams fucking show.
No, let's open the obsidian door.
Open the obsidian door. Why do you want to open this? They told us not to, remember?
Wait, did they?
That was one of the things in the video left to you by Lark. And Ron was donating.
Yeah, but like, oh, we listen to them? Like, whatever.
They lied to us. They told us, like, if anything, if they told us not to do it, we should do it.
We should do it. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
What were you guys, I was hearing the chant, like, our dads suck? I don't know if I feel that way.
Our dads suck.
All right.
Our dads suck.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Our dads suck.
My one dad sucks. My one dad sucks. I love you, Marco.
Your dad sucks. Your dad sucks.
Let's open the obsidian door.
May does her best to tear her eyes away from the black sun in the sky. And she's shaking her head to herself because she's not sure if she's right with her theory or not. She heads downstairs with you to the big vending machine. You buy the final jeweled key, which I probably still have in this duffel bag.
Nice. Ooh.
Look, all I know is whatever is coming for us, we want to be as powerful as possible. Yeah, if that means getting scary level up to level 8, I say let's go for it.
Yeah, we've barely, like, we've not done great on, like, people who have been doodlerized.
Yeah, clearly things are getting worse.
I don't think a vending machine is going to stop the doodler is my point. So, like, I'm not feeling...
There's a lot of stuff in that duffel bag based on what that sounds like.
I think I lost it. So you spend 10 Daddy Warbucks on the fourth and final jeweled key, and now you have 20... Daddy Warbucks left.
Let's spend it all.
Let's spend it all on cool items.
All right. You want gold keys and stuff?
Yes.
Our gold keys, how many? Is five?
They're
right?
Five each.
Four so gold
we
items.
We each get
please.
One.
Yeah.
Good team. All right.
All right.
This is a team building exercise.
Cool.
Which won't last long because at some point I'm ditching all of you.
What?
Well, you know, you heard them. The FBI is after me. I got
But we're all in this together, man. We'll be
with
you.
Where are you going to go? We're in, like, this magic world now.
Yeah, you can't go back to Earth if you've even been to Earth.
You're right.
Dude, we're a team. We're all together on this.
Taylor walks off a few steps and stares off, like, kind of very dramatically, and then over his shoulder monologues, I knew this was always my destiny, not to save one world, but two.
You buy a bunch of cool gold keys that send you down into Wrighton's dungeon, and you find four items behind four locked doors with golden locks on them.
Anthony is going around now and proffering cards to every one of us.
What do you guys... Wow, okay.
What'd you get, Link?
This is pretty cool. I feel
you
like
don't sound super
it's just I'm not the smartest kid in the shed, so like it's just you gotta figure out
the smartest kid
in the shed. I love that.
Probably figure out something to do with this at some point. It's the Wordonomicon, a dictionary with three magical spaces which the dads, well, I guess us, which you can use to create words that will instantly be assimilated into common tongue as if they existed.
Chode.
NPCs will all understand that words. Anyway, but Chode's already in the dictionary, but we can, like, come up with
put Ligma in there.
What's
that particular
you fell for my trap.
So that so that item seems particularly old, and you can actually go ahead and read it. It should have the name
by
of the
Simon Young. It's Simon Young, a wizard or somebody.
So yeah, thank you, Simon Young. That was a season one item that you actually had but never used, so it never showed up in the edits.
Guys, check it out. I got this. And I fly by on a single jet boot.
Whoa!
Boots that grant the wearer the power of flight. Unfortunately, there's one boot, so it might be a little unstable. And this is by Ryan Peterson. Thank you, Ryan. This is another legacy item.
Yep. So as you fly by, I'm looking at a dictionary with three empty spaces. You fly around your jet boot. I'm like,
and then you go, that's so wiggity whack. And then the book says, consider it done. Everyone uses wiggity whack to describe how cool a single jet is.
You only have two spaces left.
Oh, man, normal, you use one of my spaces. You got boots that use one of my spaces, and we got two more spaces. Wiggity whack. Oh, shit, that's a cool word.
Taylor draws a sword. It's the embarrassing sword. This sword gains power from an embarrassing secret whispered into its handle. The more embarrassing, the stronger the sword becomes. On a successful strike, the sword will expose your secret to anyone within a 20-foot radius, or I guess if we're playing it as our secrets as characters, expose everyone who's listening to the podcast to your secret.
That's
by
really
Zach Sapilla.
That's really good.
That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's great. What'd you get, Scary?
Okay, I got the root of all evil, which sounds pretty metal.
That's pretty metal.
A hardening root that does 4d4 damage.
Wow.
If you get the kill shot with it, the enemy explodes into a number of U.S. dollar bills equal to 50 times their HP.
What?
Or a number of Daddy Warbucks equal to 20 times their HP.
Oh.
And it doesn't say who it's from.
I think because I made that one up. Which
and
is why
Anthony
it's bad,
made that one up.
Which is why it's
awesome. Thank you, Anthony Birch.
Thank you, Anthony Birch. Okay, well, I don't know if I feel, like, stronger, but, like, Let's open it up.
I do feel more prepared.
Indoor. Let's just stick with it. Otherwise, I'm going to overthink it. Like, let's just open it up, right?
And just shout into it and see what's up.
We're all in this together, right? Let's all put our hands on the key at once. It's like it's all of our fault. Yeah, if something bad happens. Get a level.
As you're heading down the stairs toward the obsidian door, May Hales looks over the side of the spiraling staircase and says, like, oh, Wrighton's dungeon. I see. And on the bottom, you can see a sign saying Wrighton, R-Y-T-O-N.
Well, no. Hold on. Wait. Let me see if I can solve this before you do.
R-I-T-O-N.
R-Y-T-O-N.
It's a town in England.
I described it when you very first got into Wrighton's dungeon as sort of an upside down pyramid. That at the very bottom of this, there's a sign, a broken sign that says R-Y-T-O-N.
No. R-Y-T-O-N?
Fry's
Electronics!
Something about the whole process of Code Purple caused this to come into this world inverted and upside down, and this dungeon has been apparently some sort of electronics store pyramid, I guess.
But what does Wrighton mean? I don't get it.
It's a sign, Fry's Electronics, and some of the letters fell off.
I see. Wait!
Oh!
Norm, look closely! Oh. There's huge spaces in between the letters in weird, non-logo-y ways. That would have been a good detail for me to have noticed earlier.
All right, guys, we're all here. Let's just, you know, as a team, I feel like we're all together now. Let's just put the key in, you know, kind of like when only one person's got the bullet when they kill somebody so that nobody knows who fault it is. I don't know. Let's just all do it together so that nobody blames anybody.
I have one
suggestion
first.
Okay.
Which is, our dads did say, you know, just stay away from the store. So there could be something really bad on the other side. I don't know. I'm just, contingency plan. We've got this sword. If we all say something really embarrassing into it, maybe we can all really supercharge this sword, and then we've got at least one really good shot on whatever's on the other side of the door if it turns out to be something bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to
do that?
I don't
know. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know,
supercharge the sword?
Yeah. So, you know, for me,
Well, you got Whisper in the Sword. Don't tell us.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't tell us unless it, like, messes up or something.
You whisper the secret to the sword. When the sword hits, everybody hears it.
Okay.
Like, instead of a clang, they hear, like, I masturbate with both hands or, like, whatever.
That's fucking rad.
Embarrassing. That's a fucking flex, dog.
Damn.
That's just preference. That's just
preference. I can't even imagine what
that's
like.
That's just preference.
Like a baseball bat, dude? Like, you're choking up on that fucking thing?
Well, not
thing,
even
dude.
That. Like, imagine just putting one hand around the other. Like, you're not even getting anything. It's just the same amount of surface area being covered by your hand. To me, is weird pervert shit. But maybe not. Maybe it allows you, you know, to have more control.
Me thinking that's embarrassing is embarrassing.
I should have said I pull my pants down all the way when you go pee or whatever the hell, like something like that.
Well, now I feel attacked. So that's just, we all whisper, and then I guess we all have to hang on to it unless we use the sword.
Yeah, as it vibrates with the power of your teenage secrets.
Yes, I secretly and tearfully whisper Normal's most embarrassing secret into the sword.
All right.
Taylor leans in, kind of looks around conspiratorially, turns away from the group, whispers his secret into the sword, and then turns around again. Like, all right, I've done it.
All right, and then Scary whispers her secret.
Link leans into whisper.
Well, who's going to hold this sword? It's like vibrating with power.
We can all hold it.
We can all hold it with two
hands.
With two hands.
Four-handed.
With their pants off. And that's fine.
Everyone's got one hand on the sword and one hand on the key. Yes. So we open the key and open the obsidian door.
Scary, you feel what is now a very familiar feeling.
God damn it, really?
Nice.
Do we feel that feeling too?
Sure don't. Okay. There's just something about Scary. You level up once again.
Nice.
So she's eight?
She's eight. You open the door, and it takes a second for your eyes to adjust, because what you initially seem to be looking at is another door, but not a normal door that you might find in a house, like the door to like a car. It's a white passenger side van door.
Oh, fuck.
And through the window, you can see a room with no entrance or exit, a room with the single most handsome man you've ever seen. Inside.
Whoa.
And
he's got a beard too. Like
he's got a beard.
He's
like a little salt and pepper. And he's leaning on the lip of this van door with a smile. And as you open the door, he smiles even bigger. His eyes twinkle a little bit. He is crushingly attractive. And he crawls out.
Oh, the van door's already open?
He's crawling out through the window of the van door.
Oh, okay.
And he climbs through and he goes, oh, thanks so much. I thought I was going to be in there forever.
Stab him.
We read the story, right?
The story.
Oh, we did. You're right.
Stab him. Close the obsidian door.
Wait. You said our dads lie about everything. Like, what if this is what they're lying about, too? You know how they betrayed Nick? What if the whole story is just, like, them actually hurting the good guys?
His elbow's on the door, and he's leaning on his hand, and he points at you and just goes, as if like that girl's got a point. But he's sitting there waiting patiently for you to decide.
I'm going to detect evil.
You definitely detect something is awry with this man. Like, detect good and evil. I feel like you're definitely getting a sense of intense selfishness from him.
Yeah, I mean, I hear he's scared, but I don't think, I mean, this guy was the worst. Like, look at him.
Sir, hello.
Guys, and lady, I'm sorry. It seems like I'm looking at you. I can see some similarities. Wow, it's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a really long time since I saw. You're looking for your dads. Your dads are missing, I'm assuming.
Well, we're not looking for them. I mean, they're like missing, but basically they lied to us about a bunch of shit.
Okay, well, if I may, everything you're saying about me, it's totally, totally right, he says, and he sort of casually hoists himself to the door and just sits on the other side and just leans up against the car door. And he goes, I was a really bad guy. I was a very, very bad, selfish guy. I've had a lot of time to think about things, but everything that your parents said about me could be true, could be not. It's sort of up to you to decide. But when I'm looking at you, I see a bunch of kids who kind of really need, well, my name is Willie Stampler. And he puts a hand on Scary's shoulder and he says, but you all can call me Daddy.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
Ryan,
we're back.
Ryan, we love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Ryan. We may have stepped out on you internationally.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's
Ryan.
When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Out. Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is
here to
rescue you.
Imagine 20s calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Could you give us 1 second, sir?
Let's close the door. Close the door while we deliberate.
Just
give us
1 second.
Just gonna close this real quick.
Goes, no, I'm just going to go ahead and slink right by you.
I really have to insist, and I'm going to stand between him and the outside.
Stop him too.
We just needed to confer on this side, you know, kind of a trust but verify thing, you know. So just if you want to give us a second, that would be great.
He says, sure. The door's going to stay open, but I'm more than happy for you to take as much time as
I would really feel more comfortable if the door was closed.
I'll try and force the door closed.
You were back on the other side of it.
Okay, strength check.
I'm going to move and try to force the door closed, and then I guess it's up to you, Beth, if you want Scary to stay on the other side of the door. But Link is freaked out. Link is like, I want to move quick. I'm saying, let's close the door.
We came here to open the door, and then you guys are just closing it immediately.
Yeah. Yes, but door's gonna be open again.
Yeah, we got the key. I mean, we can open it again. I just feel like we should have kind of talked about it. I know that you're like having like, I agree, I want you to be your own person, Scary, but like, this is like the guy that was the bad guy. Like, you saw what he did to that, your stepdad. Fuck, like, he's that guy.
But he said we could make our own choices.
Yeah, we could make smart choices and bad choices, right? So this could be a really bad choice. So I just think we should talk about it first.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Taylor and Link, why don't you roll strength to see if you can close this door?
2 plus 1, 3.
I'll try to close it.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Natural 20. And then my strength check is, plus one. So.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks for the help, Link.
So
I got it on my own, but I think you gave me a little extra on that one.
I got a 6, so like I was pretending to close.
So you did come out. You're scary. Okay.
So you slam the door shut. And because you did it with a 20, I'll say that you see what happens, which is that the action he was readying upon you opening the door, Misty Step, fires off. And you can see that a silvery mist surrounds him and he teleports up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that he can see, which is just basically on the opposite side of the upside down Fry's electronic staircase. So he's just a little bit above you on the opposite side of the room, and he's just leaning on the banister.
Oh, he made it out?
Yeah, he misty stepped out as you closed the door. He could still see stuff.
Misty step is such a cool phrase, actually.
Yeah, so he's just sitting there with his elbows on the banister and his chin resting on his hands on the banister. He goes, talk away. Talk as much as you want to. I understand. I was a pretty cruel guy to your parents.
Step parent.
Fair enough. But I've been in there for what feels like hundreds of years. Time passes differently in there. So I had a lot of time to think about what I did. I don't feel great about it. It's something I want to fix. I can't really fix it. Time's clearly gone by. They've got grandkids now. This is my first time meeting. Well, I guess you're not really, I mean, step grandkid. That's nice. That's kind of, that's something.
If you're a good person, you get back in there.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, that is. That's safe. No, you were dangerous. If I was in prison for a reason and like the guard accidentally left the door open, oh, that's a moral test. It's like, oh, am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? It's like,
if you trust us, if we're your grandkids. You would have hurt us by now.
Thank
we're just kids.
No, that's definitely, I mean, we're not even at a second location. We're not anywhere. He'll do, what are you talking about? He's right up there. He'll do anything. Like, we just met him.
Let me lay it out for you. You're going to try to go rescue your dads. Right now, it looks like, with the exception of the one person who I've been helping out.
What do you mean helping out? What are you talking about?
On my side of that portal, I could sense a kinship with someone. I felt a kindred spirit,
like,
in this
family
world. Kind of like family, but not like shit. Like, family kind of sucks. Like, let's be
real. Family kind of blows.
You're right.
It's just like it's a bunch of stuff you have to do because of obligation, and you don't get to like friends are bad.
And they tell you what to do.
It's like all that shit. So like, no, what I felt was something more. Somebody who like was desperate to sort of strike out on their own, who didn't like being told what to do, and who didn't believe the bullshit that other people would tell them. And so yes, you're welcome. By the way, he says, pointing at Scary. Like, all the spells, all the abilities that you have, some of that was for me. And frankly, I'm really excited. I'm proud of it. Whoa, pride. This is the first time I know what it's like to feel pride of something. That's kind of wild. Wow, that's wild. So yeah, no, you're great. You've been doing great. I think you're awesome. But anyway, what I'm saying is, other than Scary, it looks like you guys are going to need a lot of help to like go into this doodler, you know, infested little world and find your parents or whatever the fuck's going on. And so I can be that help, or, you know, I'll just run and you'll never see me again. Whatever. Like, that's an option you have.
He's already been helping me.
Yeah. So.
It's way Scary. More than Terry can say.
Oh, well, I don't think that's, I mean, we just saw Terry help you. You're like, maybe he didn't, but he just admitted he did all the bad things. So like, he said he did all the bad things, but now he's saying he feels better about
it. You've never made a mistake. You've never said something.
I mean, I never tried to murder my kid. I'll put that out
there.
Yeah,
there's a range of mistakes. No,
that was a dark point for me. Yeah.
Sounds like it was a dark point for the kid you tried to murder, dude.
Yeah, but he
came through. He ended up being a really good guy. So
what?
I don't know what point I'm making there, but I am, I am genuinely quite, right. I'm sorry about that.
We freed you, or no, we didn't, you escaped. We didn't free you. You just broke the rules. Explain to me how you feel better. Like, you said you've regret. Okay, explain. What have you learned in all your time in there? When I get a timeout, it's like then I say, hey, this is what I learned. So like you tell me what you learned.
Sure. So what I realized was I've got some mental stuff going on. I've got some narcissism. Like I recognize that now. Like I spent a long time being like, no, I don't. Like that's a thing assholes have. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, if my weird son managed to still like nut up enough to actually put me in here, then I must have actually done something pretty fucked up. So yeah, I'm a bit of a narcissist. I'm a bad guy. I kind of have a hard time empathizing with people. Maybe a little sociopathic, maybe a little psychopathic. I don't know. But the point is,
sounds pretty metal to me.
Thank you. It's bad, but like, you know, you do what you can. You play the cards you're dealt. And a lot of my cards were just kind of not the nicest things in the world. What I learned was I really wanted to be somebody who could live forever doing whatever the hell they wanted. And that's not the lesson. The lesson is that I, in attempting to do that, put a lot of people in situations where, and again, it took me a really long time to figure this out, but if I were in their shoes, it would have felt like somebody was not allowing them to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you're imagining yourself as somebody else, like you would feel bad, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like I think abstractly, like that's probably a bad feeling. So I did that, I guess, arguably, one would say. But yeah, no, that's bad. So I learned I was mean to people.
You try to control things.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to control stuff too much, even though I didn't want to be controlled. So that's like a little, I don't know, okay. Oxymoron, a little ironic.
That sounds like you learned a lot, buddy. So like, okay, so you learned to empathize with people and to kind of, not control things so much. So how about you empathize with three kids that are scared that they made a mistake about a strange man and give us the control and get back. If you actually learn something, you just get back in there so that we can talk about it because we're scared and you should empathize with the fear that four kids that didn't know what's going on release a man that tried to kill their own dads and, you know, just lose control for a second. You know, have faith in us that we'll let you out if we realize that it's a good thing.
Well, I'm actually giving you the control. I'm allowing you to determine what happens.
You didn't learn anything, guys. Like, this guy sucks.
I don't want to go back into that. I don't know if you know what it's like to be stuck in a room with nothing, but...
No, I've not tried to kill anybody before.
That can't be true.
No,
I think that's actually, if we review the game tape, I think that might not be true anymore. Like,
yeah, and I regret it every day, and I tried to go to prison. I tried to go to prison, and they wouldn't put me in there.
So you guys, you are, I'm going to go ahead and say Grant's kid.
Yeah. And yeah, that tracks. You did a lot of fucked up stuff to
that
him.
That tracks. So he goes, okay, so you're Grant's, obviously this one's Lark or Sparrow. You're a Lark or Sparrow is your dad?
Yeah. Sparrow's my dad.
This one.
I don't know who my dad is.
Okay, so Nick. Yeah, okay.
Wait, I do know who my dad is.
Where's Miss Hale?
Miss Hale's just standing there next to you, just like looking at this guy confusedly.
Oh, she came down with us?
She came down with you. Yeah, she's next to you and she's just looking at this guy, like not quite sure what to do. And her hand is moving towards the service revolver on her ankle and he's like, go ahead, take it out, point at me, it doesn't matter, like go ahead.
What,
fine.
Okay, just so what do you want? You want to come with us to go into the other realm with the guys that you killed or tried to kill and what, apologize to them? What's your end game here?
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good.
Well,
yes, I want to go. It seems like your parents are in danger. It seems like part of that is that I put them in a bit of danger, like that I'm sort of my bad. So I think you can either go in alone, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Or, all right, that's fine.
Cool.
It's your choice. I am allowing you that choice, that power.
No, that's not a choice you have to give us. That's my choice, period.
I could stop you anytime I wanted to. You're aware of that.
Link, you're being a total hypocrite, man. You've never made a mistake and said something that you didn't mean, and then you didn't get a chance to make it right.
There's a difference between a chance. This is guy, if you trust him, well, then, I don't know, you're stupid. So yeah,
you're stupid.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to tell me what to do.
No, you can do whatever you want. I just don't trust this guy.
So
then, really, if you want to come with us, then come with us.
He's not coming with me. He's gonna kill my dad. He's gonna kill your dad. He's a horrible person.
Well, I don't mean to split the group or anything, but you don't all have to go.
That's right.
Well,
but I don't know what you guys are going to do when you guys are level 3 out there.
Yeah, what he said.
Has there ever been a D&D campaign where the character lords their level over everyone else?
I mean, this is pretty good. Willie looks at you, scary, and he goes like, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's up to you. I think you're running this show. I don't feel like you need them, but if you feel
Didn't you just say I was the leader?
Yeah, scary. And as somebody who thinks you're worth following and somebody who cares about you, I'm sorry I called you stupid, but I don't think you should trust this guy. And I think there's three friends that are trying to tell you otherwise. I think he was locked up for a reason. Even though I'm mad at my dad, he's a good person. And I think, you know, Terry was a good person. And this guy seems like he did a lot of bad stuff and he admitted to doing it. So, you know.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. I know everything I just thought I knew about my dad is a lie and was different than I thought. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know whether to trust this guy. I don't know whether to trust my parents. All I know is that you guys are the only friends I have, and my best friend Carlos, who I'm a pen pal with, but like that's been kind of waning lately. So you guys are like, you guys are my best friends. I don't know what is a mistake or what's not a mistake, but I know if we make a mistake, we got a better chance of fixing it if we do it together. So I just don't want to see us split up over this, okay? So as far as I'm concerned, Scary, he's your step grand. I mean, he's not related to any of us, but he's the closest related to you. And we said you're the team leader right now. So if you trust him, I'll back your play. But the consequences, just know that the consequences are on this decision, one way or the other. All I know is if we split up now, we're screwed. Everything's screwed if we try to take this up on our own. You know this person clearly better than the rest of us. You have some sort of connection here. I say I trust you.
You want to know, like, what I'm feeling, like, inside? It's like, yeah, I have, like, regrets and stuff, and maybe I'm not always tough as I try to be or seem, but ever since this dude's been helping me, I don't know, I've just felt really great. Like, there's a force inside me that can't be controlled and that I have the potential to be something greater than I am. And I wish I could share that feeling with you. I wish I could make you a part of it too, but the only way I know how is for us all to trust him.
Taylor narrows his eyes. I don't like this. I don't like this scenario one bit. New stranger coming in the group. He's got a smarmy, fucking ugly ass face. Don't like that face.
He scowls at you a little bit, like very handsomely, like, okay.
You say you're feeling great and everything. And look, we all saw the thing with your dad. And, you know, again, I'm just feeling scared. And this guy's really dangerous. But, you know, this has all been dangerous. What were you going to say? You were upset when he left. I mean, we saw it. You wanted to say something to him. Like, what was that? Did that make you feel good? Do you want that feeling? And what do you think he would say in this moment?
I don't care what he would say.
Scary. It's okay. It's okay. I know you care a little bit. That's something where you and I differ. You have that, you know, capacity to care. And I think it's like a superpower for you. I think that's super cool. But shall I tell you what they're going through right now? Because you all should probably know. I initially got a lot of my powers from the same thing that's currently ruining both of these worlds, the Doodler. I can tell you that there's a good chance that where your parents are right now, where your dads are, the Doodler is exerting its psychic influence over them, whether it wants to or not, and they're slowly losing what makes them them. And as the days go by, they're going to forget little details about themselves, and they're going to not remember anything other than how much they love being around the Doodler, and they're going to sort of get lost in their own minds. And you all are definitely going to have to go rescue them, because if anybody's going to help them get back to who they were, it's going to be you, the people they love most in the world. So I think it would be great if you all came along. That'd be really helpful. That'd be really nice. But on the way, there's going to be a lot of really ugly stuff and a lot of really dangerous monsters and a lot of things that would turn you inside out just with a blink. And so if you wanted me to be around as sort of a heavy hitter on your side, I'm more than willing to do that. But hey, if you think you can handle it on your own, I remember being a teen and feeling invulnerable and all that kind of stuff. I know Scary can handle herself. The rest of you.
Yeah.
This might be the only way we can save your dad, dude. Like, I know you don't trust him. I don't really trust him either. But I know that if he does turn out to be a bad guy, we got a better chance standing up to him together. You know, if we leave right now, who the hell knows what he's going to do? If we just go in there by himself, he'll be running around this place on his own. At least that's the way we can keep an eye on him, man.
Mr. Stamper, what is it that you want to do? You want to go through the door, or you wanted to use Code Purple?
Code Purple is a stall. Look, I hate to break it to you. A long time ago, about 50-something years ago for me, I figured out a way to sort of eavesdrop in this world, like audio-wise. So I've heard what your dads were talking about with Code Purple. Oh, the itchy, the hand, the scratch.
Yeah.
What happens when your arm itches?
Yeah.
So Terry's fear was that you cut the arm off. They're scared of fighting the Doodler in earnest, because they're worried that with a mere snap of its fingers, he could kill you like nothing. Like, it would stomp you like a bunch of ants. They're scared that if you fought him in any realm, that he would just destroy that entire realm just to be done with the problem. What happens when you get an itch on your arm? You cut the arm off. That's what they're scared of. So instead, they did this cowardly little Code Purple thing, and every single person that I knew in this Forgotten Realms is now in Earth, where I come from initially, where your parents came from, and they're probably also getting tortured to shit. And they were doing their best. I get it. They were trying really hard to protect everybody and keep you all safe. But frankly, they're a bunch of idiots, a bunch of big babies. And it's going to take more than that to handle the Doodler. And not to toot my own horn, but like I was one of the first people who sort of, you know, was interacting with the doodler in any way, sort of one of his acolytes, but not really kind of, I don't know, you know, had a complicated relationship with him. So I feel like I go to where he is and I can maybe end this, maybe kill him and take his power in such a way that I don't have to die again. Like, I just want to not, I mean, I
want to
die.
Wait, what do you want to do with the doodler? You're going to kill it?
Yeah.
I want to check insight on that. 19 plus 2, 21.
Yeah, he definitely wants to kill the doodler and fucking suck its power out of it like a fucking energy vampire and potentially have the ability to like at least live forever, if not, you know, also be kind of quasi-omnipotent.
This thing we're going up against, all of our dads at the height of their power couldn't really stop it, and they still can't. We need as much power as we can to fight this thing. And like, again, I don't trust him, but at least we can keep an eye on him if we bring him along.
Yeah, I hear that normal, but that's like, welcome to like the lesson of like every single book in history of all time. Like, okay, we get more power, take the bad guy. Great, so good job. We defeat the doodler and then we make this evil dude even worse than he tried. Look, I'll put it this way. We were about to decide whether or not to save our dads. Who do you trust more, our dads or the guy who tried to kill literally our dads and is sitting here evil saying he wants to consume everything? Like,
okay, do you want
to
know what your dads did, who your dads are? Your dads are so loving and care about you so much that when it came time to decide between going to war against an enemy that they knew they probably couldn't win against and condemning 7 billion people to potentially eternal torture at the hands of that thing, they chose the latter because they wanted you to be safe. And is anybody else here a dad? No, just me? Okay, yeah. No, I get that feeling, you know? Like, they wanted to go out of their way to keep you all safe. And the price for that is that every single person in the Forgotten Realms is currently getting tortured in who knows what way by the doodler.
When he says there's anybody else a dad, though, Link remembers the speedrun machine. Yeah. I remembers those few moments and being like, no, when I held that child, I would destroy a whole world to keep it safe. I get it.
And he like sees recognition in your eyes and he points at Link. He's like, I feel like Link gets it weirdly. I didn't think we were on the same page, but I think he gets it.
It's a lot I'm dealing with, but yeah, I felt like that's who your parents
are. I'm not going to say they're bad guys. I'm not going to say they're good guys. I'm going to say everybody makes mistakes and everybody does stuff fucked up when they're trying to raise kids right and trying to live a good life. And what I'm saying is, I have also made similar difference, not 7 billion people's worth, certainly not that. Your dads did, that's on them. I guess so each of you is, what's 7 divided by 4? Each of you has like 1.5 billion sort of corpses on your head. I don't want to focus on that, that's not helpful.
If you believe what's written in the journal, then all those people and those creatures, they got really fucked over by our dads and stepdad.
What does that make our dads? The kind of people who made that decision. How many billions of people are suffering now because of what they did?
Yeah, I agree. It's horrible. And it seems like they've been spending their life trying to fix it because they made a hard decision of they tried to save everybody. And in response, they hurt a ton of other people.
But how come they're okay to be rescued and Willie's not?
They're not okay. I'm mad. I want to go to my dad and tell him I'm mad. Willie here is just like, I just want to be super powerful. He doesn't give a shit about anybody.
He gives a shit about me, okay?
This Code Purple thing sucks. Our dads suck. And whether this guy's good or evil or whatever, he's right that it's time to finish this thing. And whatever's going on with this doodler, we need to stop it. We need to rise up and meet that challenge. So I say we go through this door and we find the doodler and we show it what Teen High is made of and we kick its gosh darn butt like we whooped Chaparral in girls lacrosse tournament.
Here, I'll make it easier for you. Can I come with you or not? Right now.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a puff of purple smoke, and you don't see him anymore.
All right, well, let's put that one on the to-do list. he's out there. We'll check in on that later. I guess we should go see our dads, right? That was the plan before we opened the door.
I'm sorry, Scary. I'm sorry you left. I don't know. I just hope you know that I care about you, and I'm sure we all care about you, and your feelings with him are there, but like, I don't know. I feel like if you really cared, you wouldn't have left.
It was different. It wasn't like he cared about me. It was like he lived through me or something. I don't care about people who care about me. That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Just the vibes were off. Just throwing that out there. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I got. I got weird vibes.
So were we good? Is everyone good? How's everyone feeling? I feel like, you know, do we want to
shut up?
Scary. Let's all just shut up. How about that? That's good.
So May says, let me just, I'll take you down to the door to go find your dads, unless you feel like, you know, swapping everybody in this reality with somebody in another reality right now.
I don't think we should just kick this problem further down the hill. That doesn't seem like an answer to me.
Well, yeah, knowing what Code Purple is now, I think we need to go find our dads and
do what they couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we still don't know what they got sent to this other realm for doing. There's got to be something else we can do. And maybe if we work with them, we can figure it out.
I mean, they've been fighting this their whole lives. Clearly, they have some experience. We've been fighting it for what? The last week?
Yeah, when we started this wanting to save our dads, let's go, like, at the very least, they got explaining to do, and, like, they could help us, like, we should go through the door.
If only to show them how it's really done.
Do you guys want to do, like, hands in the middle, 1, 2, 3 teens? Or is that not the time? Is it not the time for that?
I'm sorry I told you to shut up, Norm.
Sorry I said you were stupid.
Thank you.
I'm not really sorry for anything. I've been doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, I know.
As you know, I picked the right scary.
Yeah, Taylor was pretty, you just kind of listened.
Let's get our dads.
All right, hands in the middle.
I'm not going to get a compliment from anyone. Okay, that's fine. Hands in the middle. 1, 2, 3 teens.
I just go for a hug and I hug Norm.
It's fine, it's too late.
Oh, okay.
As you look at the big door at the bottom of the Fry's Electronics, you can see that there are 4 outlines that perfectly match your bodies that are now glowing purple.
This hole is made for me.
Huh?
This hole looks like it was made for me.
Yep, it indeed was.
All right, whatever this on the other side of this thing, we face it together. And then I lean back into my normal hole.
I lean back in mine and be like, oh, I lost a little weight.
Everyone who's not scary, you feel yourselves level up as you were suffused with the powers of daddy magic. And you feel yourself falling backwards into the door. It feels initially like you're just being sucked into the door, and then it feels like gravity shifts around you, and you feel yourself falling downward, like the door is essentially turning to liquid and you've somehow broken through it and are plummeting downward into a scream, into a cacophony of madness, suffering, confusion, anxiety, and at the heart of it, just a tiny blinking beacon of something that feels almost at odds with everything around it, but not quite, and that's love. You feel a little bit of love hiding within this avalanche, this cacophony, this tsunami of madness and pain that you've fallen into, and you feel yourself falling through this vortex, this black vortex, and just as suddenly as you found yourself falling, you stop. You come to a dead stop. You are standing for the first time on Earth. And as you look up into the sky, you see nothing. No stars, no sun, no moon. It is completely pitch black, save for one. If you focus your eyes, you can see in the far, far, far distance a little tiny purple portal that seems like, as far as Jupiter is from Earth, that's how far away it seems. But you see this little dot of purple. And as you look into that, you feel it in your stomach and you have a brief moment of elation that you're not in that realm anymore, the realm that you came from, the realm that you knew as home. Because when you saw Agent May Hales talking about the incursion in the sky, and as you saw the blood drain from her face, you come to the realization that she did in that moment, which is that the sun over San Dimas, the sun over your world, is not the sun. It is the result of an incursion. It is a red eye with a black pupil that has been forever staring at your world, trying to force its way in.
God!
That every nighttime was an extended blink of the abomination that has tried to destroy your families and you for generations now. And now, you're on its home turf. And your dads are somewhere waiting for you. And there is nobody else to rely on. Welcome to adulthood.
Something more to say. You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive.
Not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow. Come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashton Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Else is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks to Simon Young and Zach Zapilla for items that we used in this episode. Some of our fine patrons who support this show are people with the names of Jared V, David Franklin, Cillian Isaac, Teams, Callie McBride, Paul Hurley, Victor Vujovic, Cloxinia, Zinnia Bynum, Ryder, Nidiko Hampton, Ben Arntzen, Posta Pokken, Richard Rogers II, Stacey Rue, Elwin, Johannes Paul Magnussen, Drifting Through Space, and I Stepped on a Lego. That's their name, I guess. Directly support this show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddaddies starting at just $5 a month. Sons and Sons Ability, the 3-episode miniseries set in the Regency era, is now complete. All 3 parts available exclusively on our Patreon. You can hear it by becoming a patron at any level. You want another reason to join the Patreon? We do little live listen parties on Discord for every new episode that comes out. We all just gather in a Discord room and incredibly talented fan artists provide doodles. The cast is in there as well, just straight up dunking on each other. You're probably used to listening to podcasts passively, like while driving or doing chores. Try listening to podcasts actively with us in a Discord. It'll change the way you see podcasts forever. Get your merch at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our website is at dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. Our next episode is July 26th. We will see you then. Oh, check out our store. We got stuff on our store. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow. I know this seems like a lot for you all to take in.
Yeah.
It is. But, that's what we're saying.
But, sorry, I cried.
And it is.
And it is.